here at BayCare Ballpark. Only three major league games going on today. So for all of you missing baseball, we've got the Clearwater Threshers and the Dunedin Blue Jays, the neighbors, facing off for the first time since April 21st. Here's the starting lineup for Dunedin coming into the series at 500, 37-37. Victor Arias leads off for Dunedin, designated hitter in tonight's contest, and the Blue Jays' most recent first-round draft pick, Arjun Amala, will bat second. Joey Votto, a longtime Major League vet, is hitting third for the Blue Jays and playing his customary first base position. Braden Berry is the center fielder hitting cleanup. Manuel Beltre will bat fifth. Edward Duran batting sixth. Gene Joseph is the seventh hitter. Adrian Meza hitting eighth. And Robert Robertis, a late addition to the Blue Jays lineup, rounding out Dunedin's order. The defense for the Clearwater Threshers, 47-28, is the overall record for the first half champs. Jordan Vire is in right field. Avery Wusu-Sidu in center. Pierce Bennett in left. Dakota Katowski is at first base. Devin Saltabon at second. Bryson Ware at short. Nico Puaca-Grego at third. And Caden Hediger doing the catching for the left-handed starter, Mavis Graves, who starts off Victor Arias with a changeup outside for ball number one. Graves has a five-pitch mix and the Threshers' best ERA of any starter not named George Clausen. 2.48 ERA and a 6-3 record for Graves, who sends the fastball to the inside edge for a called strike to Victor Arias. Making his 12th start of the season, 13th overall appearance, Mavis Graves leads the Florida State League in strikeouts with 87. Arias taps a sinker foul and it's 1-2. And Graves, each of his last three starts, 10 strikeouts. 30 strikeouts in his last three starts over 16 innings, almost 2 Ks an inning, since June the 8th. By the way, Mavis had 7 in his other start in June. That was back on June the 1st. 2 balls, 2 strikes the count as the slider misses to Arias. Making his second career appearance against Dunedin, Mavis shut them down too, earning the win in the final game of the last series against the Blue Jays. As he starts off, Arias with a swinging strike three. Slider outside, and Arias couldn't touch it. That is the 10th strikeout for Mavis against the Blue Jays. He struck out 9 in 5 shutout innings in the Threshers' most recent win against Dunedin, and he picks up right where he left off here. Nasty slider that gets by Arias for the first out of the first inning. That'll bring up Arjun Amala, who hits the first pitch. He sees out to right field. Back is Viers, who comes up with the catch on the one-pitch flyout to right field. Two gone, and now Joey Votto coming up to the plate for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Votto, a former Cincinnati Red and a longtime major leaguer. One of the greatest players to ever don the red uniform, signed to a minor league deal by the Blue Jays earlier in March. He swings to the first pitch, grounds it to the first baseman Katowski. He waits on it, fires to the oncoming Graves for a ground out to end the first inning. So after a five pitch K, Mavis Graves gets the next two outs on just one pitch as he sends down Dunedin in order to start off the ball game. Threshers come up to bat for the first time next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Bottom of the first inning coming up. Clearwater Threshers, the first half champions of the Florida State League, will take to the plate for the first time. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for the first half champs, riding a three-game win streak. Back in the leadoff spot is the player of the week in the Florida State League, Jordan Vires. Hits in all six games against Bradenton for his second player of the week out. He'll lead off and playing right. Devin Saltabon back in the two spot for Clearwater with Pierce Bennett hitting third and playing in left. Dakota Katowski is Clearwater's cleanup man, playing at first base. Bryson Ware, the shortstop, hits fifth. Jared Thomas is the designated hitter, coming off of his third career multi-hit game. Caden Hediger bats seventh. He's doing the catching tonight. And Nico Poaca-Grego is the third baseman hitting eighth. Avery Owusu-Asiedu is the center fielder for the Threshers, rounding out the order. Let's take a look at the defense for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Starting in the infield with Joey Votto over at first, Manuel Beltre at second, Arjun Namala at short, and Adrian Mesa over at third base. Robert Robertus is in left, Braden Berry in center, Gene Joseph in right, and Edward Duran doing the catching for the starting pitcher, Nolan Perry. Sends the first pitch into Viers, who taps the fastball foul and brings the count down to 0-1, starting off the bottom of the first inning. Perry 0-1 on the season, 1.93 ERA for the right-hander. 0-1 pitch, changeup just catches the outside edge, and it's an 0-2 count to Jordan Viers. Six-game hit streak for Viers, who is emerging atop the leaderboards in just about every offensive category in the Florida State League. He takes the fastball up and in and brings the count to 1-2. Viers is 10th in the Florida State League with a .269 batting average, tied for second with 10 home runs, and tied for ninth with 36 RBIs. Late swing on the curve gets him to go, and the first batter of the first inning has been struck out in the top and bottom of the frame. That'll bring up Devin Saltabon, who is right behind Viers in terms of the team lead in home runs and RBIs. The Phillies' third-round pick in 2023 has 8 homers, 32 RBIs. Tied for 7th in the league in long balls is Devin Saltabon. One gone in the first. Salty takes a breaking ball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is Dylan Reeves. Caleb George is the bases umpire for this series. Cut fastball in for a called strike, and it's a 1-1 count to Saltabon, a Hawaii native who is hitting .221 on the season with 8 homers and 32 RBIs. He holds up the swing on the high fastball that misses outside, 2 balls and 1 strike, the count. Here's the 2-1. Saltabon takes a slider in the dirt. It's a 3-1 count to the Threshers' second baseman. Coming off another solid series against the Marauders, he went 5-for-12 with a solo home run, scored 7 runs, walked 3 times, and stole 1 base, including a 2-for-3 day on Saturday in his last contest. Fastball misses upstairs to Saltabon, and the Threshers have the game's first base runner as Devin Saltabon reaches first on a one-out walk. First pitch to Pierce Bennett is a fastball right down the pipe, and it's 0-1. To Bennett, with Saltabon leading off of first, tied for the Threshers' lead in steals with 11 on the season. Fastball again, this time it misses low and away to Bennett to even the count at 1-1. .261 average for Pierce Bennett. 20 RBIs on the season, still yet to hit his first career home run. He's reached base in each of the last 5 games since Tuesday. Saltabon heads for second as the slider reaches for a strike. Saltabon slides through the base. He's pulled off the bag, and he stays safe. Devin Saltabon, unbelievable control to remain touching the base after the momentum of his head-first slide carried him well past second base, getting to the outside of the bag, avoiding the tag of Manuel Beltre, and somehow staying on the base, avoiding the tag. 12th stolen base of the year for Saltabon, and the Threshers have a runner in scoring position with a 1-2 count to Pierce Bennett. 1-2 the count, one gone in the first is Bennett. He makes a good defensive swing on a slider to keep the count at 1-2. So apparently Dylan Reeves is the bases umpire and Caleb George is the home plate umpire. Sorry to mix them up earlier on. 1-2 to count to Bennett. Slider outside, and it's a 2-2 count to the Threshers left fielder. Two balls, two strikes the count. Saltabon with a short lead off of second. The pitch, high fly ball, but it's foul down the right field line. Short run by Joseph, but that one reaches the seats off the bat of Pierce Bennett. Still a 2-2 count to Bennett. Six pitches so far in the at-bat. Two balls, two strikes, and two pitches fouled away with two strikes on Bennett. A patient hitter is he. One of the few Threshers that has more walks than strikeouts, even at past the halfway point in the Florida State League season. 2-2 pitch, hit on the ground, back up the middle. Nimala can't get it because it's picked off by Beltre in front of him, and Bennett is thrown out at first base on the throw from the second baseman, Manuel Beltre. So it's a 4-3 putout that moves Saltabon to third base on the grounder. Two gone in the first inning as we take another look at a really solid defensive play. Manuel Beltre crossing the boundary of second base to make that one. Bet it might have been safe there, though. That was a really close play at first base. Two gone in the first inning with Saltabon now on third for the power-hitting Dakota Katowski. He takes a cut fastball for a called strike, and it's 0-1. A one. Line drive, and it's a great pick at second base by Beltre. He gets up off his backside to make the throw to first, and Votto squeezes for the final out in the first inning. A highlight reel defensive play from Manuel Beltre saves a run for Dunedin as the Threshers don't get a runner a hit but leave a runner stranded courtesy of that great play by Manuel Beltre. Scoreless through the first inning. We head to the second here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our Fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. We're also at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok, at Threshers Baseball, Instagram, and Threads, at Threshers on X. Fastball misses for ball number one to Braden Berry, center fielder for Dunedin. In the cleanup role, Graves deals, fastball swung on and fouled back to the netting. It's 1-1. Graves had a strikeout in a 1-2-3 first inning. And Berry takes a changeup for ball two. Swing and a miss. Fastball the outside corner. Gives it a 2-2 count now. Evens things up against Berry, who will call a timeout. Right-handed hitting outfielder. Picked in the eighth round of the 2023 draft by the Toronto Blue Jays at 22 years old. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Wave and whiff, strike three. Another fastball to the outside corner from Graves. gets your swinging strike three, and he has punched out the first two batters in the first two innings with a swinging strike on a 2-2 count. As we get another look at fastball, only tops out at about 92, 93, but Mavis Graves has such good command that he makes that pitch look a lot harder. Fastball missing inside. It's a 1-0 count to Manuel Beltre in his second year with Dunedin. Made a couple of nice plays over at second base to keep the Threshers off the board in the first. 1-0 outside on the slider, and it's 2-0. Fastball, sinker, changeup, cutter, and a curveball for Mavis Graves. Coming off of back-to-back-to-back starts with 10 strikeouts to take the strikeout lead in the Florida State League. Fastball cut on a miss, then it's a 2-1 count now to Beltre, hitting .254 on the season with four homers and 32 RBIs. 2-1 coming from Graves. The pitch popped up high in the air out to right center field. Viers comes in. He's called off by Owusu Asidu, who reaches up to make the grab for the second out in the second inning. So two quick outs here in inning number two, and that'll bring up Edward Duran, one of the three catchers, two of them from Venezuela, coming into the lineup for Dunedin. 20 years old from the capital of Venezuela in Caracas. An all-international catching trio for Dunedin. Swing and a miss by Duran, and it's 0-1. Nick Deschamps is the primary catcher for Dunedin from Quebec City in Canada. And then Duran and Jose Ferrer are both Venezuelan natives. Fastball by Duran there called strike two. And it's an 0-2 count to the Blue Jays backstop. Two gone in the top of the second, still scoreless here at BayCare Ballpark. 0-2. Checked his swing, did Duran, and the cutter narrowly missed outside to keep this inning alive at a 1-2 count to Duran. 18 RBIs without a home run and a .230 batting average for the Dunedin Blue Jays backstop. Now the 1-2. Upstairs on the fastball, and it's 2-2 as that one appeared to slip out of the hand of Mavis Graves. Threshers wearing their patriotic jerseys again tonight, as we're really celebrating Independence Day all week long here in Thresherville. 2-2. Slider low, and it's a 3-2 count to Duran. First full count of the ball game worked by Mavis Graves. Fastball fouled back. We stay at 3-2. Still a full count to Duran. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here in the second inning. The pitch fouled back again. This time a changeup. Doesn't fool Duran. He sends it back into the stands. Makes a nice catch made by a fan behind home plate, and the count stays full. Seven pitches in the first inning for Mavis, already double that here in the second. 3-2 again. Third straight pitch knocked foul by Duran, and the count stays full at 3-2. It's been the longest at bat of the game so far. Eight pitches have been thrown to the Blue Jays catcher, and the count is still 3-2. We'll see what Graves have to offer for payoff pitch number four. Here it comes. Fourth straight pitch fouled off by Duran. And this is one of those at-bats that would make me very angry if I was playing at MLB The Show. Still a three-ball, two-strike count to Duran. Scoreless ball game with two gone in the top of the second. Graves has the sign from his catcher, Caden Hediger. The wind, the kick, and the 3-2 pitch. Curveball missing upstairs, and that's ball number four. As Duran works a 10-pitch walk to keep the second inning going with two outs and now the first base runner of the game for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Now to bring up Gene Joseph, the right fielder for the Blue Jays, signed in 2022 as he fouls off a fastball to start off the count 0-1. Joseph has a .228 batting average on the season so far, 3 homers and 20 RBIs for Dunedin. He's got Duran on first with 2 away in an 0-1 count in the top of the second inning. Graves deals, fastball smacked foul off the netting behind home plate, and it's 0-2. Nothing in 2 the count. Duran with a very short lead off of first. And now Graves deals, and a defensive swing by Joseph to fight that changeup off foul, and the count stays at 0-2. Still an 0-2 count. Duran inching his way off of first. The pitch from Graves bounces out of the glove of Thomas, rolls towards first, but not far enough for Duran to move off the bags. Now a 1-2 count to Gene Joseph. Duran, just 10 stolen bases this season in 12 attempts. He is 17 for 22 over his 4-year minor league career. Fastball up and away. It's a 2-2 count to Joseph now. So Duran, beginning in the Dominican Summer League with the Marlins back in 2021, has been a good bases-stealing catcher. He won't have the chance to in this inning, though, as Mavis Graves forces an ugly swing on a changeup as Joseph goes down on strikes to end the second inning. 2 Ks in the second for Mavis Graves. No hits, no runs, 1 man left. And the Florida State League strikeout leader as the Blue Jays scoreless through 1.5. Threshers looking for their first run when we come back in the bottom second.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday here at Baycare Ballpark. You can get Berm items and select food and drink items. Berm tickets, select food and drink items, all for just $1, brought to you by Top Notch Pest Control. Tomorrow is our next Dollar Tuesday, July the 2nd, when the Threshers take on the Dunedin Blue Jays once again. Now Nolan Perry leads Dunedin into the bottom of the second. Bryson Ware leading off and taking a fastball outside for a 1-0 count. 7 straight games reaching base for Bryson Ware. 1-0 pitch is low on the slider. 2-0. Ware 1-for-4 with a double and a run yesterday. Ducks away from an upstairs fastball. Now it's 3-0. Ware, 23 years old. Just 3-for-22 with 6 walks over his last 7 games, but he has been getting on base, and that has been helping Clearwater, tying his longest on-base streak of his professional career. 3-0 pitch, and it's a 4-pitch walk as a fastball misses upstairs to Bryson as the leadoff man reaches for the first time today. Leadoff walk to Ware, who has 8 stolen bases in 13 attempts this season for Clearwater. Ware mostly known for his power, but he's got a really good amount of speed as well. Now Jared Thomas coming up to the plate, coming off of one of his most complete games in yesterday's win. Thomas takes the first pitch fastball for a called strike, 0-1. Or 1-0, excuse me, that one missed. 5 straight balls to start off the second from Nolan Perry. as Ware has the red sliding mitt over his left hand. He is going to head back to first without a tag on the pickoff attempt. 1-0 is the count to Thomas, who went 2-for-3, providing half of the Threshers' runs yesterday, scoring one and driving in another. 1-0 now. Fastball upstairs, and it's 2-0. Thomas on the year, 10 RBIs and a solo home run, or a three-run home run that came back in May against the Tampa Tarpons. 2-for-9 last series in three games. That included his first steal and the Rorebi run performance in yesterday's win. Curveball in there for the called strike, and it's 2-1 to Thomas. 23 years old, out of Loyola Marymount by way of the University of Miami. Thomas, in his second year as a pro, joined the Threshers for the last couple games of the regular season in 2023. Curveball settles over for a called strike. Back-to-back benders for Perry have this count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ware with a short lead off of first base. Joey Votto loosely holding him on. Foot on the bag as he awaits the 2-2. Fastball inside to Thomas. It's a full count at 3 balls and 2 strikes, and we'll likely see Bryson Ware take off for second on the payoff pitch. 8 steals, 13 attempts on the year for Bryson. He extended his lead towards second as he shuffles his way off the first base bag. Runner goes, liner into left center field, and that's a base hit for Thomas. Ware continues his run going to third base. He slides in safely as a throw comes into second by Robertis, and Thomas is aboard with a single. A productive hit and run as Jared Thomas gets his third hit in his last 4 at-bats, slicing one the other way into left field for a knock. And Bryson Ware just kept on going. Didn't necessarily need to slide into third base, but why not do it for safety? Ware on third, Thomas on first. Nobody out in the second inning. First two have reached for the Threshers. That'll bring up another catcher, Caden Hediger. He's actually the backstop tonight as he takes a breaking ball low to make it a 1-0 count on the curveball from Nolan Perry. 2 homers, 17 RBIs on the season for Hediger. He had one in this past week's series against Bradenton. Scorcher of a line drive out to center field. Should be deep enough as Ware tags. He'll advance home on the sacrifice fly. And RBI number 18 on the season for Caden Hediger drives in the first run as Bryson Ware scores from third on the sacrifice to give the Threshers a 1-0 lead. Well struck by Hediger, but just right in the path of Braden Berry, who had no chance of catching Bryson Ware with his jump off third base when he tagged for home. So two gone now. Jared Thomas, the only base runner remaining. He takes a lead off of first with Nico Puaca-Grego coming up to the plate for Clearwater. 1 run on 2 hits for the Threshers, with one of those hits coming here. 1 run on 1 hit for the Threshers as Puaca-Grego takes a called strike. So that Thomas single was the first knock of the game for Clearwater. 0-1 to Puaca-Grego. Checks his swing. He did not go. Appeal any... I don't know how, but Dylan Reeves says that Puaca-Grego did go around, and it really did not look like he broke his wrists. Take another look. And I don't know what he could have seen, but Puaca-Grego kept that bat pretty flat. But it's 0-2. Sliced foul on the line drive. Fastball reaches the seats, and it's still 0-2 to Nico. So one on and one out. Well, 0-2 the count to Puaca-Grego. He has Thomas leading off of first, and the pitch bouncing in the dirt gets away from Duran, but Thomas will trek back to first base with Puaca-Grego returning to a 1-2 count into the left-handed batter's box. New baseball for Nolan Perry. 1-0 lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the second inning. On this 4th of July week, Threshers have the next 3 games at home to start this series. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And then the 3 after that in Dunedin. Fastball upstairs and a count back even to Puaca-Grego. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week for Clearwater will be in Dunedin. As The Threshers and Blue Jays have a different series this week like the rest of the minor leagues. Hit and run action. Diving is Beltran. He makes the play. Bouncing throw to first. Picked by Votto. And another incredible play at second base for Manuel Beltran. That ball looked like it had eyes on it. Headed up the middle. But it was snagged by Beltran to rob Polaka-Grego of a hit as Thomas advances to second. And such a great diving stop by Manuel Beltran. Two gone in the second, man on second for Avery Owusu-Asiedu, making his first at-bat of the game, coming in with four homers and 16 RBIs and a 191 average. First pitch to Owusu-Asiedu, cut on and miss, slider blocked down by Duran, and it's 0-1. Owusu-Asiedu hit his first home run of the season against the Dunedin Blue Jays early in that series back at the beginning of April. Was his first career home run at TD Ballpark and really in as a pro. 0-1 to Owusu-Asiedu now. Here's the pitch. Perry bounces the breaking ball and Thomas breaks for third base. Throw not in time. Thomas pulled off the bag on the slide, but he stays there on the wild pitch by Nolan Perry. So a 1-1 count to Owusu-Asiedu, two gone in the second inning, but another potential run for Clearwater now standing atop the third base bag. Jared Thomas advancing on the wild pitch and an even 1-1 to Owusu-Asiedu. Perry gets a pop fly from Owusu-Asiedu in foul territory. Behind home plate goes Duran, and he can just walk back into the Dunedin dugout. As he makes the catch, he'll only trek back to receive his helmet. But that's it for the second inning. A run comes home for Clearwater. They get the game's first run on a sacrifice fly. One hit in the inning, no errors, and one man left aboard. Threshers lead the Blue Jays 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning, or the third inning.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Stick around post-game every Saturday night for the best fireworks show in town. Our next Saturday home game is July 20th versus the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Gates will open on the 20th at 5:30 for 6:30 first pitch with fabulous fireworks presented by Wawa. Mavis Graves sends the first pitch of the third inning into left field, and diving but not making the play is Pierce Bennett. The hitter Adrian Meza getting to second on the double. And on the first pitch of the third, the Blue Jays get their first hit. Bennett very close to making a great diving play out in left field on a scorcher of a line drive by Meza. A little late of a run for Pierce Bennett. That ball got to the wall, but Owusu-Asiedu got it in time to keep Meza on second base. Now Robert Robertis, a late addition to the Dunedin lineup. As initially scheduled to start today was Alexis Hernandez. Robertes is the go-ahead run now with a man on second, and he ropes a double down the right field line. That falls in front of Byers for a knock. Robertes is speeding towards second. Byers' throw not in time, as scoring easily from second on, the double is Meza. And we are tied at one on the first two pitches of the third inning. Back-to-back doubles for Dunedin. And the late addition to the lineup, Robert Robertes, makes his presence felt, sending one the other way, or down the right field line for a two-bagger. Now the tying run is already home, 1-1 the score, and the go-ahead run on second base with no one out in the third. That'll bring up Victor Arias, who struck out just lead off the ball game, and he grounds the sinker foul to make the count 0-1. Third double of the season for Robert Robertes that plates Dunedin's first run. He has eight RBIs so far in 2024, with six of them coming here with the Dunedin Blue Jays as he started off his season rehabbing in the complex. Sinking fastball misses low and in. It's a 1-1 count to the Blue Jays DH. Two hits, both of them coming in the third inning for Dunedin, who have tied the game on a pair of back-to-back doubles to start off the third. 1-1 from Graves now as Arias waits. Mavis deals. Fastball softly lined into left field, and that will gracefully fall foul. And 1-2 count to Arias, and that one could have been trouble. That was kind of in no man's land in foul territory, just out of reach of Nico Puaca-Grego at third and just out of reach of Pierce Bennett on the run in left field. So there's one ball and two strikes to Arias. Graves still looking for the first out in the third. The pitch, cut on and missed, strike three. Going to first is Arias, but he is taken out by the catcher, Caden Hediger, who makes the throw on the drop third strike for the first out in the third inning. Sorry about that. Third strike out of the game for Mavis Graves as he gets fourth strike out of the game for Mavis Graves as Ari Arias now has two on the day. Righty shift for Arjun Namala, who swings and misses at the changeup to make it 0-1. He's actually from not too far from here. Played his high school ball in Tampa, and the 18-year-old was picked in the first round of the draft at 17 years old by the Blue Jays last year. 0-1, cut on a missed, and the cutter by Namala, 0-2. On the season, Arjun hitting 176 with four homers and 10 RBIs. A tough start to his pro career until you remember that this guy is just 18 years old. 0-2 is the count to Namala. Graves, a glance at second base, he deals. Line drive back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Rounding third and coming home is Robertes. Throw from Owusu-Asidu is cut off at the mound, and it's an RBI single for Arjun Namala. His 11th ribby of the year, and just like that, the Blue Jays take their first lead of the game at 2-1. Most runs that a team has scored off of Mavis Graves in quite a while as Namala hits that fastball right back where it came from for the second run of the game, and the Blue Jays will take their first lead. Now Joey Votto comes up to the plate for Dunedin. 0-1 with a ground out to first his last time up. Namala's got good speed. He's leading off of first as Graves sends a fastball low that's blocked down by Thomas, keeping Namala on first base, but starting off the count 1-0 to the former big leaguer Joey Votto. Graves has allowed two runs or fewer in each of his last four starts, all of them in June. And he's already equaled two runs allowed here in the top of the third. 2-0 to Votto now as the cutter misses low and outside. On Canada Day, one of Canada's greatest baseball players taking the field for his hometown Major League organization as the sinker bounces in the dirt, making the 3-1 count on Joey Votto. 3-0 count, excuse me. Sorry, it's 2-1. As since the ball bounced up and hit Votto's bat, I guess they're going to call that a strike. So a 2-1 count to Joey Votto. Graves deals. Curveball settles in the outside edge for a called strike two, and it's a 2-2 count. Mavis Graves, 20 years old, potentially about to strike out someone twice his age. Joey Votto at 40 years old waits the 2-2. Fastball called strike three. Mavis Graves struck out Joey Votto. 20 years his senior, but Mavis not respecting his elders with that one here. Fastball right down the pipe. Votto froze, and Graves earned his fifth strikeout of the day, getting the former big leaguer for the second out of the third. Man on first with two down to Braden Berry, who hits a slow roller towards second. Saltabon makes a great running stop. He picks it up, fires to first in time. And Devin Saltabon with a great play at second to end the third inning. But the Dunedin Blue Jays get their first three hits and two runs of the ball game. One man is left aboard as they lead the Threshers by one heading into the bottom of the third inning.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Our next home game is tomorrow, July the 2nd, as the Clearwater Threshers take on the Dunedin Blue Jays once again. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch. Those times are in p.m. here at BayCare Ballpark. Dollar Tuesday tomorrow night, thanks to our good friends at Top Notch Pest Control for one of the most popular promotions in Florida. Bottom of the third inning, top of the Threshers' order as the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week comes up to the plate for the Threshers against Nolan Perry. Perry starts off Viers with a curveball outside, check swing as confirmed by Dylan Reeves. It's a 1-0 count to Viers, who has a 6-game hit streak and a 15-game on-base streak. He hits a high fly ball out to left center field. Berry and Robertis converging on it. It's the center fielder Berry who makes the grab in left center for the first out of the third inning. 2-1 is the score. Dunedin leads after taking the lead on the fourth batter of the third inning. 2-1 is the score. Three hits for Dunedin, all of them coming in that third, and just one for the Threshers. That was Jared Thomas's single back in the second inning. 1-0 the count as the cutter misses low to Devin Saltabon, who walked and stole second back in the first inning. He swings and misses out in front of the breaking ball, and the count now even to 1-1 to the Threshers' second baseman. One ball, one strike the count. Perry deals outside on the sinking fastball. It's 2-1. Two-one lead for Dunedin in the bottom of the third. The 2-1 from Perry is a slider outside, and now it's 3-1. I was on the same count that Saltabon got his walk back in the first inning after going 2-for-3 in Saturday's win. Next pitch, sinker way outside, and that's ball four. The tying run heads to first base with one out in the third inning as Devin Saltabon reaches on his second walk of the evening. That'll bring up Pierce Bennett, who grounded out to second back in the first inning. He is 0-for-1 today. 20 ribbies on the season, hitting 259 for Clearwater. Saltabon already has a steal. We'll see if he tries again off of Durant. First pitch to Bennett is upstairs. Fastball misses to make it 1-0. Because Saltabon had a close call at second base on his stolen base in the first inning, but it wasn't because of the arm of Edward Durant. It was because Saltabon overran the bag as the wild pitch scoots back to the backstop, and by the time it rolls back to Edward Durant, Devin Saltabon is already on second base. Second wild pitch of the evening for Nolan Perry, and now the tying run is in scoring position. As we take another look at just how wild that pitch was. That one squarely in the left-handed batter's box. Easy take for Pierce Bennett, who now faces a 2-0 count. Tying runs on second in a 2-1 game for Clearwater. Dunedin leads, but pitch number 50 of the afternoon for Perry is a fastball to the outside corner for a called strike one. 2-1 the count to Bennett. One gone, and the tying run on second base. 50 pitches for Perry, 24 over for strikes. 2-1. Upstairs, it's 3-1. Another fastball from Perry at eye level of Pierce Bennett. Looking to get two aboard as Bennett, if he hits his first career home run, will be the go-ahead run for Clearwater. But he's in danger of reaching on a walk and putting the go-ahead runner on first base. Perry looks over at Saltabon and fires 3-1 in the dirt, and it's smothered by Durant. Enough to keep Saltabon on second, but also to put Bennett on first. Fourth walk of the ball game so far for Nolan Perry, and that's going to spark a mound visit. Out comes Edward Durant, in comes a couple of the infielders, and the Blue Jays pitching coach, Corey Reardon, is out to the mound for a mound visit. While they talk on top of the hill, let's take a look at the Phillies system. Finals in rookie ball. Another tough day as both DSL teams lose. Phillies red and Phillies white against two different Yankees DSL teams. The NYY Bombers in the Dominican Summer League took a 6-3 win over Phillies red. And in Boca Chica, the Phillies white lost 9-2 to the DSL NYY Yankees. Over at the Carpenter Complex, the FCL Tigers took down the Phillies 6-4. Scoreless in Somerset, where the Reading Fightin' Phils visit the Yankees double-A team, the Somerset Patriots. Bottom of the first inning in a scoreless ball game. Bottom of the third in Wilmington, where the Jersey Shore Blue Claws are. The Blue Rocks got two runs in the second. Jersey Shore came back with two runs in the top of the third. Braden Fosnott is starting for the Blue Claws as they are tied 2-2 with Wilmington in the bottom of the third inning. And the Fightin' Phils without a Monday game tonight. I already read them. The Iron Pigs is the team that I'm missing. They are not playing tonight. Swing and a miss by Katowski. 0-1 turns to 0-2 as the fastball is by the power bat of Dakota Katowski. Nothing in two, the count, one out and two on. Bennett, the go-ahead run on first, and Saltabon, the tying run on second. 0-2-2, Katowski, who's 0-1 today. Here's the pitch from Perry. Fastball tapped foul and deflecting off the catcher to keep the count at 0-2. Dakota Katowski, four homers, 26 RBIs on the season. Finishing off this past week's series in Bradenton, reaching base in all five games. 3-for-15 with two ribbies against the Marauders was Katowski. 0-2, he checks his swing, and he did not go around on the slider. That was well out of the zone. It is a 1-2 count to Katowski, staying alive on the check swing. The pitch kind of bounced in and out of the glove of Duran, and let's take a look, and you'll see with Katowski there, he's leaning forward, but his wrists do not break. It's a check swing. 1-2 to Katowski, 2-1, one out. The pitch cut on and missed, and the slider in the dirt. Blocked by Duran. Katowski goes down on strikes for Perry's second K of the ballgame. Two gone in the third inning. Still two runners aboard. Saltabon on third, Bennett on first. The tying and go-ahead runs respectfully. Two gone in the bottom of the third inning, and now Bryson Ware coming up to the plate. Walk and a run in the second inning. Great hit and run action with Jared Thomas, who is on deck. as Ware has now reached base in a career-best 8 games. He fouls off a curveball, and it's 0-1. O-1 to Bryson, 2-on, 2-outs, the pitch. Breaking ball, missing upstairs, and it's 1-1. Saltaban on second, Bennett on first. Two very good base runners who have a combined 18 steals. Saltaban with 2/3 of those swipes at 12. 2-1 the count as the curve misses inside to Bryson Ware. 6 homers, 31 RBIs on the season for Bryson, who has set a new career high on base streak at 8 consecutive games. 2-1 the pitch, inside on the curveball, it's 3-1, and Ware is now a miss away from loading the bases. He already walked once, heading to first on 4 straight pitches to lead off the second inning. Now in the third, he's got 2-1 and 2 outs, takes the fastball outside, and that's going to load up the bases as Ware has walked for the second straight inning. Saltaban to third, Bennett to second, Ware to first on the 2-out walk, and that'll bring up Jared Thomas, who currently owns the Threshers' only hit. He singled while Ware was already in motion on a 3-2 count back in the second inning, allowing Ware to come to third so he could come around and score on the Caden Hediger sacrifice fly. Changeup misses inside to Thomas, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers DH. As the catcher yesterday, he provided half of Clearwater's runs in a 4-run victory. And the fastball gets by him for a called strike one. Thomas went 2-for-3 yesterday. Ribby and run scored, his 10th RBI of the season since joining the Threshers at the end of April. 1-1. Fastball inside, and it's 1-2. Called strike on the inside corner to Thomas, whose 11th RBI of the season, if he gets a hit here, will tie the game. If he gets to number 12, that will give the Threshers back the lead. This one won't do it, though. Shallow pop-up in the middle of the infield. Namala comes forward to make the catch in the infield grass for the final out of the third inning. The Threshers load up the bases on 3 walks, but leave the runners stranded. They have stranded 5 runs in the first 3 innings as Dunedin leads Clearwater 2-1 heading into the fourth.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Celebrate our nation's independence at BayCare Ballpark. Join us for some Star-Spangled Baseball fun this coming Wednesday, July the 3rd. Fireworks will follow the game, presented by Budweiser. The Threshers wearing their Independence Day jerseys here on Monday night. Still odd to be calling minor league baseball on Mondays. That has typically been the day off around the minors since the COVID-19 pandemic changed the schedule. The Threshers trailing 2-1 to Dunedin here in now the top of the fourth inning. Dunedin sent 6 players up to the bat in the third inning and scored 2 runs to take the lead. Threshers got their run in the bottom of the second inning, and Dunedin responded to the Thresher with a 2 spot in the third. Manuel Beltre leads off inning number four for Dunedin. And Mavis Grave starts things off with a curveball that falls in for a called strike one. 0-1 the count to Beltre, who flied out to Owusu-Asiedu in center back in the second. Graves, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup eludes the swinging bat of Manuel Beltre, and the count's 0-2. Beltre, the team leader in RBIs with 32 on the season. O-2. Breaking ball just missing below the zone, and it is a 1-2 count. Beltre will be followed by Edward Duran and Gene Joseph to start off the fourth inning. He's got a 1-2 count on him from Graves, who winds and fires. Check swing on a slider inside, and the count evens at 2-2. That put Mavis Graves past the 50 pitch mark at 51. 33 have gotten over for strikes in the first three innings and change. Graves has struck out five. Fastball missing outside. It's a 3-2 count to Beltre, who faces a full count for the first time today. Three balls, two strikes to the leadoff man here in the fourth. One run lead for Dunedin. Graves trying to keep the base pass clear. He deals. Slow roller towards short. Tough play for Ware. He makes the scoop on the run. Fires to first in time. And Bryson Ware making that one look easy over at short for the first out in the fourth inning on a very difficult running play. This was a slow roller to a tough part in the infield to get to. Ware, the only player who can make that play on the field in terms of proximity to where the ball was hit, and he does it exceptionally. Hard to believe this guy hadn't played shortstop since 2020, as Durant sends the first pitch he sees from Mavis back up the middle for a base hit. Fourth knock of the day for Dunedin. Duran, who worked a 10-pitch walk back in the second, goes after the first pitch here in the fourth and gets himself a single. Just under the glove of Graves, it would have been an exceptional play if he could have caught that comebacker. But instead, it ends up as a seeing-eye single into center field. Four hits for Dunedin. They lead 2-1 over the Threshers here in the fourth inning as Gene Joseph takes a changeup for ball number one. Duran with surprising speed for a catcher, 10 stolen bases in 12 attempts. 1-0, hit on the ground towards short, and it gets through. Ware narrowly misses an on-the-backhand stop as back-to-back singles for the Blue Jays with Joseph rolling one into left field. That puts two on with one out in the fourth inning. Joseph on first, Duran on second. So good speed all around on the base pass for Dunedin. Take another look at this one. This one right in between Poaka, Grego, and Ware over at third base. And another ball that seems to have eyes for the Dunedin Blue Jays. So Jared Thomas is done calling out signals to the infield. Two on and one out for Adrian Meza. Meza doubled and scored in the third. Attacked the first pitch he saw. Goes after the bunt on the changeup. And it's called ball one, despite the fact that Meza was trying to push that, and he had already started running down the first baseline. He even moved his bat forward. That has to be a strike. But it is a 1-0 count to Adrian Meza. 1-0. And that one missed upstairs. Now the count's 2-0. 2-1 and one out for Graves. And the 2-0 pitch. In on the ground, back up the middle. Mavis picks it up, fires to second for one. Saltabon goes to first in time. And it's an inning-ending double play. 1-4-3 on the twin killing. And Mavis Graves showing fantastic reflexes on the bump to make that play and turn two. Look at this play by Mavis Graves, a comeback bouncer. And Saltabon quickly continues the turn and ends the fourth inning. Back-to-back hits nullified by a double play in the fourth inning for Dunedin. One man left without a run scores as we stay at 2-1 heading into the bottom fourth.
come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Thrushers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to thrushersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Thrushers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Keep up with the action all season long and visit threshersbaseball.com for events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can get all the info for our July 4th extravaganza that we hold the day before July the 4th, as the Threshers spend the actual 4th of July next door at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. But we're in a competition that I just completely made up to attract more people to our July 3rd game than Dunedin gets to July 4th. Might as well get your tickets quickly, because it is going to be an electric crowd on the 3rd of July here at BayCare Ballpark. Bottom third of the Threshers' order, starting off the 4th, Caden Hediger, who drove in the team's first run in the 2nd, takes a breaking ball inside for ball number 1. Bottom of the 4th inning, Dunedin leads the Threshers 2-1 with 2 runs scored in the 3rd inning. Hediger fouls a fastball back into the net, and it's 1-1. And more reasons why you guys should come to July 4th is because last year's July 4th game for Clearwater, 8,800-plus people here at BayCare Ballpark, and one of the most electric games I've ever had the pleasure of calling. Curveball inside corner to Hediger, and it's 1-2. Late in the game, John Henriquez, who is currently in the Threshers' bullpen, not warming up yet, he's just there because he's a pitcher. He was on the hill in the 8th inning. Runners on 2nd and 3rd, 1-run lead for Clearwater. Fly ball to left, diving play into the wall by Ricardo Rosario. Fastball upstairs to Hediger, 1-2. Then Rosario led off the bottom of the 8th inning with a solo blast out to left center. Threshers ended up winning the game 3-1. 2-2, curveball looked low, but it's a called strike 3 to Hediger, who is the first out of the 4th inning on strikeout number 3 by Nolan Perry. One gone for Nico Pouaca-Grego, who was absolutely robbed of a hit in his last at-bat. Manuel Beltre made a diving stop at 2nd on a bouncer up the middle. Pouaca-Grego hits this one a whole lot farther. Hard line drive out to right field. Leaping up is Joseph. Did he make the catch? Oh my goodness, he came down with that ball. That's two hits absolutely stolen from Nico Pouaca-Grego as Gene Joseph makes a leaping catch on the right field wall. Let's take another look, because this is unbelievable. Pouaca-Grego just smoked that one out to right field. And look at Joseph's airtime. Oh, my goodness. What an incredible play for the out in right field. Two gone in the 4th, as Pouaca-Grego has been robbed by two of the best defensive plays we have seen at BayCare Ballpark this season. 1-0 to Wusu Asiedu. He holds up the swing on the cutter, and the count's 2-0. Avery popped out to the catcher in foul territory to end the 2nd in his last time up. Now up with two gone in the 4th inning. Ball 3 on the fastball low and in. And Nolan Perry in danger of walking the speedy Wusu Asiedu on 4 pitches, which he does. Fastball in the middle of the plate. And it's a four-pitch walk to Wusu Asidu. For the Threshers, they have now walked six times, two of them coming on four consecutive pitches. So two outs now for the leadoff man, Jordan Viers, who is going to represent the go-ahead run as he takes the curveball for an 0-1 count. Viers, league leader in slugging percentage, had two homers in a single game back on Saturday and is tied for second in the Florida State League with 10. Out in front of the breaker there, swinging a miss, and it's 0-2. 78 pitches now for Nolan Perry, so the Blue Jays have a man up in their bullpen. Just 38 of 78 pitches over for strikes. 1-2, fastball or curveball inside corner. Viers down on three straight pitches as he goes down looking to end the fourth inning. Two-out walk is all the Threshers get in the fourth inning. Man left stranded on first as the Blue Jays lead Clearwater by 1-2 on the score heading into the fifth.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos night, and Mo's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
What better way to celebrate Christmas in July than with a unique Threshers snow globe? On Friday, July 19th, make sure to get here early and grab one for yourself. The gates open at 5:30 p.m. on the 19th for a 6:30 first pitch presented by Todd's Air Conditioning and Refrigeration. And they actually stored real snow for these snow globes in one of the Todd's refrigerators. Maybe a true story, probably not. Swing and a miss from Robertis, cut fastball by him. And it's 0-1. He doubled in the first run of the game on the second pitch of the third inning. 0-1, well out in front of the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Beautiful-looking slider from Mavis Graves. 0-2 count to Robertis, who drove in his seventh RBI of the season in the third inning. This is his 16th game with Dunedin. 0-2. Curveball settles over the middle for a called strike three, and Robertis knew it. Absolutely froze it by the Graves bender, and the league leading strikeout artist has six in 4 1/3 so far. And just look at that curveball. Beautiful pitch from Graves for the first out. Now it's the top of the order here in the fifth inning. Victor Arias takes the first pitch, fastball at the knees for a called strike one. Top of the fifth inning, 2-1 lead for Dunedin. They have five hits to the Threshers one. A Jared Thomas single that came back in the second inning. Slider in the dirt. It's a 1-1 count now to Arias, who was struck out in back-to-back at-bats. Breaking ball inside, almost got him, but the cutter avoids Arias, who will step back into the box with a 2-1 count. Arias, left-handed hitter against the left-handed hurling Graves. 2-1. Wave and a miss. Strike two. Nasty sinker on the outside corner. Had Arias completely fooled. And he takes a quick timeout after he was just embarrassed by Mavis Graves. One gone. Two balls, two strikes. Here in the fifth. Leaning forward is Arias, and he didn't go around, according to first base umpire Dylan Reeves. And now the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming to Arias. DH tonight for Dunedin. Curveball low and away, and that is ball four. One out walk to put a man on in the fifth for Dunedin. They have left three runners stranded. The Threshers have left six aboard. Arias on first with one gone in the fifth inning. Now back up for the double play potential is Arjun Namala, but he's got speed, so he is going to be a tough guy to double up. Pickoff attempt, a little high, but Katowski came down with it, keeping Arias on first base. Victor has good speed over at first, taking a sizable lead. The first pitch to Namala is a fastball that smacks the inside corner for a called strike one. The 20-year-old Arias has 13 steals and 16 attempts on the season. In his fourth year as a Blue Jays minor leaguer, he has 39 steals and 49 attempts. Breaking ball gets away from Thomas. Throw to second base, just wide of the bag. And the wild pitch allows Victor Arias to head to second. It's a 1-1 count to Arjun Namala with a good runner on the second base bag on Mavis Graves' first wild pitch of the day, third overall, as Graves discards the baseball and gets a new one from his catcher, Jared Thomas. So 1-1 count to Namala, one gone in the fifth. The Blue Jays lead the Threshers 2-1. Graves deals. Fastball tipped foul, and it's 1-2. Namala going for the high heat that looked to be about chin high, but he offered at it anyway and sent it back to the backstop. Good job by Graves to force the swing on the high fastball. One ball, two strikes the count here in the top of the fifth inning. One gone and one on. Graves looks at second and deals. Curveball gets Namala on the top of the right foot. So Arias, who thought it was a wild pitch, will go back to second. And the first hit by pitch of the day puts Arjun Namala on first. Runners on first and second base with one out. And a one-run lead for Dunedin here in the top of the fifth inning. We take another look, and you should be able to see it pretty plainly. Oh, that might not have hit his foot. Hard to see that, though, as Gustavo Armas now comes out to the mound for the first mound visit to Mavis Graves. We'll take a look at the Florida State League schedule. All five games in action in this 10-team league. Let's start in the East Division. We'll go to Tampa, where the Tarpons have a 1-1 tie in the bottom of the fifth inning with the Lakeland Flying Tigers, who currently sit half a game ahead of the Threshers in the overall standings, despite being in the middle of the pack in the second half. Fort Myers leads Bradenton at Lecom Park in the bottom of the fifth, 5-2 the score with the Mighty Muscles out in front. In the East Division, it's the Battle of RDC as the Jupiter Hammerheads play host to the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's the first half champion Cards who lead Jupiter 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Also a 3-0 lead in the other East Division mashup as Joey Votto takes a slider for ball one. He's 0-2 today with a strikeout in his last at bat. Daytona Tortugas are hosting the St. Lucie Mets. They lead the Mets to the Tortugas 3-0 in the top of the fifth. 1-0 here in Clearwater, and the cut fastball hits the outside corner and evens the count against former big leaguer Joey Votto. Played most of his major league career with the Cincinnati Reds before not re-signing with the Reds at the beginning of the offseason. Towards the end of February, Votto was signed to a minor league deal by the Blue Jays as he swings and misses on a cutter. Runners stay at first and second. It's 1-2 as Graves gets a new baseball. Votto was a second-round pick in 2002, and Mavis Graves, at the time of Votto's draft, wasn't even born. But for the second straight inning, he has two strikes on Votto. The pitch outside and low, it is 2-2. Votto made his major league debut in 2007 when Graves was 3 years old. And Mavis has already struck him out once tonight. 2-2. Hit on a line out to right center field. That's a base hit. One run will score as rounding third and coming home is Arias. Namala slides in a third base safely on Joey Votto's first RBI as a Dunedin Blue Jay. Runners on first and third on the RBI single by Votto, and the score is 3-1 in favor of the Dunedin Blue Jays. Take another look, and a good piece of hitting by Votto. Two-strike single out to right center to double the Blue Jays' lead to 3-1. Now runners on the corners with one out. Braden Berry up at the plate for Dunedin. 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out to second. Two balls, two strikes was the count when Votto had his RBI single, his first of the year, and first with Dunedin. Braden Berry pops up a changeup in foul territory. Katowski waits by the Blue Jays' dugout, but it rolls off the netting and in, and it's 0-1 to the Blue Jays' center fielder. Berry struck out swinging in the second inning and grounded out to second back in the third. ...0-1 the count to Berry. Graves deals. Fastball sliced foul, and it's 0-2. Threshers have a righty getting up in the bullpen. And it's Brandon Beckel who was loosening up with the other Threshers pitching coach, Tim Collins. 0-2 the count to Braden Berry, the pitch. Slider outside and low. Pitch number 80 for Graves misses to bring the count to 1-2. Mavis has now thrown 80 pitches, 49 over for strikes with 6 Ks through 4 1/3. He's got a 1-2 count on Braden Berry with 2 on and 1 out. And Berry gets a piece of the fastball and slams it back to the netting. Still a 1-2 count to Braden, who will take the timeout. 3-1 the lead for Dunedin. A run on a hit this inning. A walk and hit by pitch. Put two extra runners on base, and now there's first and third with one gone in the top half of the fifth inning. Graves deals. Curveball just missing inside, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out in the top of the fifth. The pitch outside, and it's 3-2. Manuel Beltre is waiting in the wings. Second base is open, and a full count to Berry. So doubtfully we'll see Joey Votto head to second base. Even when he was a major leaguer, he wasn't exactly a base-stealing threat. Fouled away by Berry, and the cutter rolls the backstop. We stay full at 3-2. Still a full count. Namala on third, Votto on first with one away. The pitch, fastball, sliced high and foul, corkscrewing down the right field line and into the seats. We stay at 3-2 to Berry as a couple of fans make the move for the souvenir baseball. Payoff pitch again from Graves. Another one fouled off down the right field line. That's four pitches with two strikes knocked foul by Berry. And the next pitch will mark the second double-digit pitch at bat of the day for Mavis Graves. Payoff pitch, wave and a whiff, strike three. Fastball spins around Berry as Mavis Graves gets his seventh K of the day, second of the fifth inning for Mavis. So we take another look, and look at the way he just spins around Berry with his fastball inside, and now the Threshers' acting manager, Michael Jones, looks to come and take Mavis Graves from the game. You like to think that if that wasn't a 10-pitch at bat, Mavis would have been able to finish out this fifth inning. But Graves, after 87 pitches thrown, 7 strikeouts, will exit after 4 2/3 innings of pitch. Braden Beckel will come on for the Threshers. 6 hits allowed by Graves. He's on the hook for 2 runs next to the 3 he has already allowed. 2 walks and 7 Ks. Brandon Beckel comes in for the Threshers when we return.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Brandon Beckel on the hill for Clearwater, facing Manuel Beltre with two gone and two on here in the fifth inning. 3-1 is the score. Dunedin leads with Arjun Amala on third and Joey Votto on first. First pitch to Beltre is a slider that misses inside to start off the Blue Jays' second baseman with a 1-0 count. Beckel has made three starts for the Threshers this season. Out of the bullpen, this is his 15th appearance. He is 2-1. In 18 total outings, 4.26 ERA with 33 strikeouts and 31 and two-thirds innings of work. Another slider settles in for a called strike on the upper part of the zone to Manuel Beltre, who has an even 1-1 count. Fly out and a ground out for Manuel. Beckel coming off of one of his better outings of this season. He has not allowed a run, not allowed an earned run since way earlier in June. His last three outings, he allowed one inherited runner to score back in Jupiter on June 22nd. That one got away from Thomas, but Joey Votto isn't exactly a speed demon. So he'll stay at first base on the pitch in the dirt. It's 2-1. Arjun Amala stays on third. Beckel, three shutout innings on Friday. A rain-shortened game, one hit, a walk, and two strikeouts. But Beckel earned the first save of his career in his first chance. Votto's off for second. Swing and a miss by Beltre. And Thomas keeps the ball in his pocket as Joey Votto sneaks over to second base for the stolen base. And I never thought I'd ever get to call Joey Votto stealing a base, but here we are. Good execution, but part of that coming on the no-throw, as I'm sure Arjun Amala would have been headed home had Caden Hediger tried to pick off Votto at second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Manuel Beltre, and he leaps over the baseball, but I guess it got him in the foot. So a hit-by pitch as Beltre did everything he could to avoid that baseball, but he'll load the base on the hit-by pitch. Facing a 2-2 count, Beckel spun one into the dirt, and we'll see. Must have got his right foot on the bounce. But Manuel Beltre is on first with two away. So Beltre's on first, Votto's on second, Namala's on third. Loaded set of bases with two outs. With the two runners on the base, charged to Mavis Graves if they score. Edward Duran takes a slider upstairs. It's a 1-0 count. So Graves allowed the first three runs for the Threshers. Six hits, two walks, seven strikeouts. He's on the hook for the loss if the score holds. 1-0 to Duran. Fastball, sliced foul, and that'll clear the roof of the suites. It's 1-1. So Beckel would allow five earned runs if both runners score, Votto and Namala. And if that does happen, it'll be a tie for the most runs Mavis has allowed in a game in his career. Now it's a 1-1 count to Duran as Beckel deals. Fastball low, and it's 2-1. A four-pitch mix for Brandon Beckel. Mid-90s fastball that usually sits around 93. A two-seamer as well, also a changeup and a curveball for his off-speed stuff. 2-1 the count to Duran, who is 1-for-1 today with a walk and a knock. Fastball low, and it's 3-1. Nowhere to put Edward Duran. Beltre is on first, Votto on second, and Namala on third. 3-1 the lead for Dunedin as Beckel sets up from the first base side of the rubber. Mavis Graves eagerly watching from the Threshers' dugout with two runners on base are his responsibility. Seeing eye single into right field, a shift beater for Duran. It's a base hit. Runners go station to station as Lamala scores. Fourth run allowed by Graves and a three-run lead for Dunedin on Duran's second straight single and his first RBI of the day. Votto moves to third, Beltre to second, and Edward Duran on first base. Still two outs here in the inning. And the Blue Jays have just been putting eyes on the baseball as they have seemingly had a lot of those seeing-eye singles in today's contest. First pitch is a called strike on the slider to Gene Joseph, who made an unbelievable catch in the last inning against Nico Pouakagrega. The 0-1 is hit high in the air out to left field. Bennett is there, drifting towards left center. He reaches up to make the grab, and that ends the fifth inning. So two more runs come across on a pair of RBI singles. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and the bases left loaded for Dunedin. They lead by three as we head to the bottom of the fifth, past the halfway point in tonight's contest.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights here at BayCare Ballpark. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game over at the Tiki Bar out in left field. Our next Friday home game is July 19th, first the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Gates open at 5:30 for 6:30 first pitch. First pitch of the fifth is thrown by Kiner Leon for a call strike, and it's 0-1. Devin Saltabon leads off the fifth for the Threshers, who have allowed two runs for the second inning. Back in the top of the fifth. Now it is a 1-1 count on the high slider to Saltabon. Threshers trail 4-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Saltabon has walked twice and stole a base. 2-1 the count now as the fastball misses upstairs. Nolan Perry won't get a decision today. One hit, one run, six walks, four strikeouts in four innings of work. But too short to get a decision. 2-2 now as the slider gets into Saltabon. Leon deals outside on the slider. Now the count goes full to Devin Saltabon. Two walks already, and he's got work to full count. Payoff pitch. Saltabon thought it was ball four, but the fastball crosses on the outside corner for a called strike three. And Kiner Leon starts off his day with a strikeout after replacing Nolan Perry. That'll bring up Pierce Bennett, who was one of the six batters walked by Nolan Perry, who now makes way for Kiner Leon. First pitch, a fastball that misses to Bennett, and it's 1-0. Leon, a four-pitch mix as he sends the fastball low to Bennett, 2-0. Fastball, slider, change, and a curveball for Kiner. As a check swing by Bennett brings the count up to 3-0 on the curveball outside. Fastball right down the pipe, and a get-me-over heater makes it 3-1. Leon making his 23rd appearance out of the pen for Dunedin. Gets a curveball by Bennett to fill up the count at 3-2. He's got a 2-2 record with a 367 ERA and now 27 and a third innings of pitch. 255 batting average against. Payoff pitch, low and in, and Bennett has walked for the second straight time, putting him at a board with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-1 lead for Dunedin.
First baseman, Dakota Katowski.
One out, one on. Pennant on first. He has six steals in nine attempts. Dakota Katowski at the dish. Hits a high fly ball out to right center field. Berry sprinting over, but he's undercut by Joseph, who makes the catch in front of the warning track for the second out of the fifth inning. Now Katowski is 0-3.
Shortstop, Bryson Ware.
That'll bring up Bryson Ware with two outs. He has walked in each of his first two ABs and owns the only run of the game for Clearwater, scoring on a sacrifice fly in the second as a balk from Kiner Leon moves Bennett over to second base. So the Threshers catch a break, two outs in the fifth inning. They need every run they can get as they put a man in scoring position. Just one hit but seven walks have put runners on for Clearwater, and we see that quick step off before the pickoff throw by Leon. Shuffled his feet a bit too much as the curveball makes it a 1-0 count to Bryson Ware. Fastball outside, and it's a 2-0 count now to Bryson. Two out. Outside on the slider, and it's 3-0, and Leon has seemed to have lost the strike zone. Katowski ambushed the first pitch, and Bennett worked a count back full to get his walk. He's now on second. 3-0-2, Ware, fastball just in for a strike on the outside edge. It's 3-1. Two walks already to Bryson, but he is known for his power. Six homers, 31 RBIs on the season for Clearwater. Third on the team in runs batted in behind Saltabon and Viers. 3-1. Fastball again down the pipe, and it's 3-2. Full count to Ware. Bryson Ware, Pierce Bennett is the only base runner for the Threshers. He is on second base with a full count and two outs to Ware. Three-run lead for Dunedin. Score is 4-1 here in the bottom fifth. Two gone. Leon deals. Payoff pitch. Just got a piece of it, did Ware. That one flies the backstop. and keeps the inning alive. Still a full count to Bryson, looking for his first hit of the day after walking in each of his first two at-bats. Good runner on second, so a single could add a much-needed run to the Threshers scoreboard. 3-2 pitch, high out in the air, out to left field. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will, and it's going to roll to the corner for extra bases. Bennett scores easily, and Bryson Ware stands up at second with the double as Robert Robertis picks the two-bagger out of the corner as Bryson Ware gets RBI number 32 of the season on a two-out, two-strike double. Good piece of hitting from Ware. Took a pitch inside and pulled it right down the left field line. So two gone. Now the tying run is at the plate. Jared Thomas, who has one home run this season, came almost 2 months ago now, middle of May, against the Tarpons. Two gone in the bottom fifth, and the slider misses low for a 1-0 count to Thomas. So Ware on second base, 1-0 to Thomas now with two gone in the fifth. Broken bat, grounder towards second. Beltre waits on it, short run towards first, makes the play as Votto squeezes for the final out of the inning. So Thomas will need a new bat, but the Threshers get back a run. One run coming across on one hit, no errors, one man left aboard, and we head to the sixth with the Threshers trailing the Blue Jays 4-2.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
We're good, Steve.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Chase Hopewell on the hill after a third of an inning from Brandon Beckel. He allowed an inherited runner to score, but just allowed one hit in a third of an inning. Finishes Mavis Graves' line, who is in line for the loss. Six hits, four runs, two walks, seven strikeouts in 4 2/3 innings, the most runs he has allowed in a single start since May. Top of the sixth inning, and Adrian Meza, only batter that didn't come up in the fifth for Dunedin, who leads by two here in the top of the sixth. It'll be Meza, Robertis, and Arias to start off the sixth inning against the hard-throwing Chase Hopewell. Fastball that's gotten up as high as 97 this season, with three other complimentary pitches. He sends the fastball to the dirt, 1-0 count to the Blue Jays' third baseman. Hopewell also adds a slider, curve, and a changeup to his heater, coming off of one of his best performances of the season back on Thursday, 1-0. And that breaking ball is in the dirt. It's 2-0. Two shutout innings, one hit allowed, and four strikeouts, a career high in two innings on the 27th, the Threshers' first win of the Bradenton series. 2-0 pitch. Fastball just missing outside, and it's 3-0. But the heater at 96 from Chase Hopewell. He began his career at Division II Findlay in Ohio before making the transfer to the University of Cincinnati. 3-0. Fastball right down Main Street. Get me over heater. Makes it a 3-1 count to Adrian Meza. Three balls, one strike the count. And Hopewell deals. Fastball outside, and that's ball four. He's been close on that outside corner. But a leadoff walk starts off the sixth, and Chase Hopewell's evening. Double play potential with Adrian Meza on first after the leadoff walk. Robert Robertis, 1-for-2 with a game-tying double back in the second inning. Or the third inning, excuse me. He takes a fastball for a called strike as Hopewell gets his spot on the outside corner to Robertis. Homer in 7 RBIs on the season with his 7th coming today. Inching off of first is Meza. He looks right ahead to second. Hopewell wheels around. Oh, and the pickoff throw was sure to get him, but it misses the glove of Katowski, and the error on Hopewell moves Meza to first base. He looked like he had Meza dead to rights on that pickoff attempt. A delay, a little hitch in the step of Adrian Meza. He was headed back to first, but Hopewell got a little too excited as he sent the throw wide of the first base bag, allowing Meza to head to second. It's an 0-1 count to Robertis, and a pitch, fastball outside, 1-1. First error of the season for Chase Hopewell, and a 1-1 count here in the top of the sixth. Hopewell looks over at Meza on second, and he fires home. Athanes with the heater, 1-2 on the called strike to Robertis. One and two the count. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth with the Blue Jays leading by 2. One ball, two strikes. Hopewell deals. Curveball hit high in the air out to center field. Wusu Isidu on his horse going down towards the warning track. He makes the catch. Long throw wide to the third base bag. Palaka Grego, I think, only dropped it to try and bait the runner Meza into heading home. But the fly out to center brings the first out of the sixth, but it moves Meza over to third base. Now the Blue Jays will have at least 2 chances to get another run home. They lead by 2 after their 3-run lead was cut into in the bottom of the fifth inning. So the Threshers infield moving in for Victor Arias, who walked and scored in the fifth, but is 0-for-2 with a pair of Ks. Top of the sixth inning with one gone and a man on third. Infield all the way in for the Threshers, as Arias dumps a fastball into foul territory down the left field line, and it's 0-1. 7 hits to 2 for the Blue Jays. They lead by 2 with 4-2 being the score, 1 out in the 6th inning. Threshers, though, have walked 7 times today. 0-1 as Hopewell deals. Bouncer foul down the first base line, and it's 0-2 to Victor Arias. Designated hitter, an outfield by trade, who was signed in 2019 out of Maracay, Venezuela. Now he is 20 years old, turning 21 later this year in August. 0-2 to Arias. The pitch, fastball outside, and a good sliding stop made by Jared Thomas to keep Meza over on third. One ball, two strikes the count. Hopewell looking for the K pitch here. He looks at third. Now he deals. Fastball, liner into right center field, and that's a base hit to score a run. Blue Jays lead returns to 3 on the RBI by Victor Arias that puts the Blue Jays up 5-2.
Shortstop Arjun Namala.
That'll bring up Arjun Namala, as the Blue Jays seem to have an answer for the Threshers. Whenever they scored a run, Dunedin was able to follow up with another one in the inning. As Hopewell gets ready for Arjun Namala. Victor Arias on first base. He's got sizable speed as he now has 33 RBIs on the season. 13 steals and 16 attempts. The pitch is a strike and the throw not nearly in time to second base. Stolen base number 14 on the season for Arias and a 1-0 count, or sorry, an 0-1 count to Arjun Namala. He singled in a run in the third inning and was hit by a pitch and scored in the fifth. He's 1-for-2 with a man on second now and one out. Hopewell deals. Breaking ball over for a called strike, and the curveball brings the count down to 0-2. Nothing and two the count, one gone in the top of the sixth. Hopewell, a look over at second. A second glance with two on the pitch clock, he deals. 0-2, hard line drive down the left field line, and fair. That's going to score a run. Arias heading around third as Namala heads to second. He'll stop as Pierce Bennett unloads a throw from the left field corner to keep Arjun Mala's second ribby of the day to an RBI double. And now the Blue Jays take their largest lead of the game at 6-2. RBI number 12 on the year for Namala, and ahead of the at-bat from Joey Votto, Gustavo Armas will come out and have a chat with Chase Hopewell and Jared Thomas. 6-2 lead for Dunedin now, with two of the three games in the major leagues having a scoreline. Nationals are hosting the New York Mets. Mackenzie Gore is leading a shutout. 2-0 is the lead for the Nats, with Mark Vientos at the dish representing the tying run. Man on second with two gone in our nation's capital in the top of the sixth inning. Final score in Toronto, major league affiliate of these Dunedin Blue Jays, fell 3-1 to the Houston Astros. Josh Hader getting the save for Houston. Brewers and Rockers, the only other game of the night. 8:40, that game will begin at Coors Field in Colorado. Top of the sixth, one out. Joey Votto up with a man on second as Namala stays on the Keystone sack after the slider is chested down by Thomas to prevent the wild pitch, but keep an 0-1 count to Joey Votto. He got the first RBI of the fifth inning for Dunedin, 1-for-3 with that ribby single. And that's going to get away from Thomas. Namala will walk over to third base as Thomas prevents that ball from going into the Dunedin dugout. Wild pitch from Chase Hopewell brings Namala to third, still with one out in the sixth inning. And once again, the Threshers infield will move inward with the runner on third. 6-2 the lead for Dunedin, as they have two runs in each of the last two innings and in three the last four. Another potential run on third, the speedy Namala there with a 3-0 count to Joey Votto. Fastball at the knees on the outside corner. Count now 3-1. Three balls, one strike, the count, one gone in the top of the sixth. Hopewell takes a deep breath, fires home. Fastball cut on a miss, and it's 3-2. Full count to Votto. He struck out once today. We'll see if Chase Hopewell can be the second Thresher to strike out a long-time major leaguer. Upwards of 13 years in the majors with the Reds for Joey Votto. 3-2. I guess that was 2-2. Now it's 3-2. Yeah, they just had the count wrong on the field. Three balls, two strikes the count. One gone to Votto with a man on third. Big pitch coming from Hopewell here. The payoff in the dirt. Ball four. Now runners on the corners with one out in the sixth inning. Joey Votto aboard for his second straight at bat on the one-out walk in the sixth. But now a double play potential with Braden Berry coming up to the plate. Joey Votto, who is not exactly fleet of foot on first, and Arjun Namala, who is quite fast over on third base for Dunedin. Berry's got some speed, though. but he has not really had the chance to use it. Two strikeouts sandwiched around a grounder to second that ended the third inning. But Graves got him twice. First pitch, called strike one on the fastball inside. 0-1 to Berry. With Votto on first, Namala on third. 6-2 the lead for Dunedin. Two runs already across in the sixth on two hits, giving them nine. Curveball at the knees for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Berry had a 10-pitch at bat, ending up in a strikeout in the fifth. He was the last batter Mavis Graves faced, earning a strikeout on the second out. Nothing and two the count. Hopewell sets, and he deals. Hit on the ground towards short. This could be two. Ware no, throws to second base to get the lead runner, but Berry is safe at first, and the run scores. Fielder's choice goes 6-4 as Votto is out at second. Namala comes in with run number 7 for Dunedin. They now lead by 5 and have a game-best 3 runs in the inning. And the fielder's choice goes 6-4, and Braden Berry gets the RBI. Two gone and a man on first base for Dunedin with Manuel Beltre coming up to the plate, taking the fastball wide of the zone for a 1-0 count. 5-run lead for Dunedin, their largest of the night. And they have scored 5 runs in each of the last 2 innings. 1-0. Beltre pops this one up in a shallow right field. Saltaban sprinting towards it, but Fires gets there first. He calls off Devin to make the jogging catch for the final out in the 6th inning. But the Blue Jays add 3 more runs, take a 7-2 lead. Two hits, one error. And one man left. At the end of 5.5, the Threshers trail the Blue Jays 7-2.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
I just forgot to write that down when he was telling me the pronunciation. Thank you. Yeah.
For just $25 for the whole year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at BayCare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. Register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. New pitcher coming in for Dunedin after a scoreline of ones for Kiner Leon. One inning pitched, one hit allowed, one run, one walk, one strikeout. First pitch of the sixth is sent deep out to right field. Another jumping play at the wall, and that one's gone. Caden Hediger with a high fly ball leading off the sixth that just kept carrying and leaving the yard. First pitch thrown by the rehabbing righty, Dion Santos, and Caden Hediger turns it into a solo jack to bring the lead down to 4. And Santos hung that one over the plate for Hediger. One pitch, one run. Third home of the year for Caden, his first in BayCare Ballpark. And the Threshers now trail 7-3. Two RBI day for Caden Hediger as the first pitch misses inside to Nico Powaka-Grego. for a 1-0 count. And Nico has been absolutely robbed twice tonight. Fastball zips in, and it's a 2-0 count to Polacker Grega. In the second inning, he sent a ground ball up the middle, slowly rolling, but Manuel Beltre got there on a diving stop to make the out. Now Polacker Grega pops up a sinker foul, and it's 2-1. Then on the first pitch of the fourth inning, he really cranked one. Deep out to right field, and levitating on the wall went Gene Joseph to make an incredible leaping catch. 2-1, sliced high and foul over our heads in the press box, and it's 2-2 to Nico Polacker Grega. Inside, and it's 3-2. Two, 3-2 pitch, ball four, as Polacker Grega reaching for the first time on the walk from Dion Santos. Still no one out for the Threshers. Four-run lead now for Dunedin after the Hediger long ball as Avery Owusu-Asidu comes up to the plate with a man on first and no one out in the sixth. 7-3 the lead for Dunedin. Fastball missing out inside to Owusu-Asidu, and it's 1-0. Waka Grego, 1-for-1 in stolen base attempts. He's got a big lead off of first, but the fastball misses outside to Owusu-Asidu, and it's 2-0. Fastball just above the knees, and it's 2-1. Sinking heater from Dion Santos, who now gets a visit from Edward Duran. That is quickly called off by Jose Mayorga, the Dunedin manager. I think it might have just been relaying signs with Owusu-Asidu facing a 2-1 count at the plate. He walked in the fourth, but is 0-for-1. Short lead off of first from Polacker Grego, red sliding mitt over the right arm, and that's a wild pitch. Polacker Grego will scamper over to second base. No throw, and the wild pitch from Santos makes it 3-1 to Owusu-Asidu, and moves Polacker Grego on to the Keystone sack. 7-3 the score, 3-1 the count, with nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. Double play now off the table in the conventional manner, with Polacker Grego on second. Two on the pitch clock. Santos deals. Owusu-Asidu slices the sinker foul to fill up the count at 3-2. He walked on four straight pitches in the fourth inning. And now trying to work his way on base for the second straight time. Full count to Owusu-Asidu. And the payoff pitch from Santos. Runner stays. Late swing from Avery, and he misses on the slider. Strikeout for Santos is his first of the game and the first out of the sixth inning. First to reach for the Threshers in the sixth. A solo homer by Caden Hediger. A walk and a wild pitch now have Polacker Grego over on second base. And there's one out. Threshers trail 7-3 as their lineup card turns over for Jordan Viers. Six straight games with a hit, 15 straight games reaching base, but he is 0-for-1 tonight and starts off with a sinker taken for ball number one. One out now to Viers. The pitch. High fly ball in foul territory. Sprinting towards the wall is Meza, and that one stays in the playing field for a foul pop-out. And there's two gone here in the sixth inning as Viers is frustrated with how that at-bat shook out. That'll bring up Devin Saltabon, who has walked twice, but he went down looking in the fifth on a strikeout. Threshers with a run in each of the last two innings. But every single inning after the Threshers have scored a run, in the next half inning, Dunedin put one across as well. They lead 7-3 as Saltabon fouls off a sinker to make it 0-1. Two walks and a stolen base so far for Devin, but he's 0-1 with a strikeout looking. That came in the fifth inning against Nolan Perry. Against Kiner Leon. Salty checks the swing, fastball upstairs, and it's 1-1. One the count, one run already across here in the sixth. The pitch, Saltibon takes the high slider for a called strike two. Short lead off second for Poaka Grego, 1-2 to Saltibon. The pitch in the dirt, caught between the legs of Edward Duran, and the count evens at 2-2. Seven-3 the score. Blue Jays lead in the bottom six. 2-2 to Saltibon. Slider outside and low, and the count goes full. With two outs, we might see Poaka Grego try to sneak over to third base. It's being loosely covered right now by Adrian Meza. Full count to Saltibon. Runner stays. He goes after the slider, swing and a miss. Duran pops out to throw it to first. Votto makes the catch in time. And the drop third strike ends the sixth inning. But the sixth inning started with a bang. Only run of the frame came on the first pitch of the inning. Caden Hediger planted this one onto the berm in right center field. The Threshers got a run back as they trail by 4 heading into the seventh.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
All right, we're good, Steve.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Our next Stacks and Taps and Tacos Night is August 1st when the Threshers take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. for the 6:30 first pitch. Top of the seventh inning, Chase Hopewell back up for the seventh inning after allowing 3 runs on 2 hits in the sixth. Blue Jays lead at 7-3. A trio of Edward Duran, Gene Joseph, and Adrian Meza leading off the seventh for the Blue Jays. Fastball right down Main Street for a called strike starting off the seventh inning. 29 pitches in the sixth, or sorry, 27 pitches in the sixth for Hopewell. Now he's thrown 28 with 17 for strikes. 0-1, corkscrew liner foul down the right field line, and it's 0-2. Bouncing off the tarp and into the glove of Jordan Viers, who does probably his second favorite thing about baseball and gives the ball to the fans. His top favorite thing is definitely hitting. He has said that on many times, how much he just loves to be in the lineup crushing baseballs. 0-2. Slice foul by Duran, and the count stays at 0-2. He's really made the pitchers work, particularly in his first at-bat, working a 10-pitch walk against Mavis Graves. Since then, he has singled twice, and he drove in a run in the fifth inning. That made it 7-2. Now it's 7-3 with two strikes on Duran here in the top seventh. Slices the slider foul as he continues to knock pitches away. Two pitches fouled off with two strikes by the Blue Jays catcher to keep the count at 0-2. The 0-2 hit on the ground towards second. Saltaban scoops it up in the outfield grass. Close play at first, but the throw is in time as Saltaban gets the first out of the seventh inning on a grounder towards second base. One gone in the seventh inning. Threshers trailing 7-4 with Gene Joseph coming up to the plate. He's 1-for-3. Not an eye-popping stat line at the dish, but he's made some plays in the field that have really jumped off the page. Did that ball hit the back of his bat? I thought I heard contact. The pitch looked like it missed inside, but I heard some kind of motion. Must have just hit off the glove of Jared Thomas, and my mind's playing tricks on me. 1-0. That's definitely a ball. Curveball avoided by Joseph to make it 2-0. He struck out in the first inning, singled in the fourth, then was doubled off on a grounder from Adrian Meza, and he flat out to left to end the fifth. 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch. Upstairs on the curve, it's 3-0. The pitch. Fastball. Just missed inside. That's ball four. And Chase Hopewell has now walked his third batter of the night. One out walk puts Gene Joseph on for the second time. That'll bring up Adrian Meza, who is 1-for-2. Reached twice. Last time he came up, he walked and scored, but was out on an inning double play in the fifth. There's a chance for that here, so the Threshers are shifted for two with Bryson Ware pinched up the middle against the left-handed hitting Meza. He takes a fastball low. It's a 1-0 count. Meza got the first extra base hit of the game for Dunedin with a leadoff double in the third. He came around to score the first run on the next pitch, a double to Robert Robertus. Grounded into that double play, 1-4-3 in the fourth, and then walked and scored after leading off the sixth inning. Hopewell, a nice pickoff move to first, and just ahead of the tag is Gene Joseph. Still a 1-0 count with a man on first base as Joseph has two steals in four attempts this season with a career stolen base percentage just over 50. 1-0 the pitch. Joseph thought about it. Fastball inside, and it's 1-1. Called strike on Adrian Meza. Joseph, 14-for-27 in 3 years in the Blue Jays system in stealing bases. So he's been caught plenty. Almost caught there, and he is. Chase Hopewell with a lightning quick pickoff move. Gets the out at first base by just wheeling and firing over to get Gene Joseph. Quick move, and oh yeah, he's out. Katowski got him on the number on the pickoff move at first base. And now there are two outs with a 1-1 count to Meza. He fouls off the changeup, and the count drops to 1-2. So Chase Hopewell helping himself out on the pickoff move. He has made two pickoff moves, with one of them successful in this inning. Now it's a 1-2 count to Adrian Meza. Hopewell deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. 40th pitch of the night for Chase Hopewell is a beautiful changeup to the outside corner. And Hopewell ends off the seventh with a punch-out. He sees the minimum with a walk allowed, and this strikeout on a nasty changeup. Dropping out of the zone on the inside or the outside part of the plate. Hopewell has a K. Threshers head into the stretch, trailing by four.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Threshers fans 55 and over can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on Wednesday games. Register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. Speaking of Silver Sharks, we have a defensive substitution for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Joey Votto is out, and in at first base is Christian Feliz, tall left-handed batter. And there's a new pitcher in the game for Dunedin as well. Juanmi Vasquez replacing the rehabbing Dion Santos. And we have another defensive substitution. Jayuni Munoz replacing Braden Berry and moving into center field. So Votto out for Christian Feliz and Jayuni Munoz in for the center fielder Berry. Piers Bennett lofts the second pitch of the seventh into center field, and that is caught by Munoz for the first out of the seventh inning. So Jayuni Munoz moving to right field and Gene Joseph moving to center. So it was Joseph actually who made the catch for the first out in the seventh. Dakota Katowski swings and misses at the change. It's an 0-1 count to the Threshers' first baseman. 0-1, changeup outside. Back-to-back changes from Vasquez. Even the count at 1-1. Slider low, and it's a 2-1 count to Dakota Katowski. One out in the seventh, Threshers trail by four, 7-3 the score. Trying to capitalize on a scoreless seventh inning, first scoreless frame for Dunedin since the fourth. Fastball misses, and it's 3-1-2 Katowski as Vasquez quickly into the windup, sends the fastball by the swinging bat of Dakota, and it's 3-2. Full count to Katowski, payoff pitch, hammered on a line, out to left field, and that's a base hit. Katowski taking a wide turn around first base, but he's got his first knock of the game. Threshers get their fourth hit, and the first runner on in the bottom of the seventh. One out knock from Dakota Katowski. As Bryson Ware comes up to the plate, he's reached all three times today. Ribby double in the fifth inning with two walks and a run scored. Katowski has sneaky speed over at first base. He leads, and Ware swings and misses over the top of a changeup to make it an 0-1 count. Four steals this season for Katowski in seven attempts after making seven steals in eight attempts as the Complex League MVP last year. 0-1 to Bryson Ware. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Not getting away from Duran as that one stayed in front of him. 1-1 the count. Ware at the dish with Katowski leading off of first. Newcomer Christian Feliz holding him on the bag. Vasquez deals. Slow roller back up the middle. Should only be a play at first base as Vasquez winds and fires to first. Ware out on the 1-3. Katowski moves to second after the second out in inning number two or inning number seven. Now bring up Jared Thomas, who is 1-for-3 today, looking for his second two-hit game in a row. Went 2-for-3, ribbing a run on Sunday. 1-for-3 with a hit-and-run single in the second inning here tonight. Two gone and a man on second. Threshers need some runs. They trail by four. Thomas swings and misses at the fastball. It's 0-1. Katowski leading off a second. Now the 0-1 as Vasquez deals. Curveball, check swing as it misses outside and low. Appeal to the bases umpire Dylan Reeve seemed like it's an obvious one. 1-1. One count. Vasquez looks at Katowski on second, now fires home. Curveball upstairs, missing, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike the count. Two gone and a man on second here in the bottom seventh. The pitch to Thomas, fastball outside, and it's 3-1. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Looking to crowd these bases a little bit. Three and one the count. Two gone in the bottom seventh. Vasquez deals. Cut on and miss, and that fills up the count 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Lefty hitter, so it's unlikely Katowski will try and take third on the full count. Here is the payoff from Vasquez. He deals. Fastball outside, and that's ball four. Inning continues on a two-out walk to Jared Thomas. Runners on second and third for Caden Hediger, who went deep in his last at-bat. So Thomas has now reached twice today. Single and a walk. Two gone in the seventh inning, and now Caden Hediger coming up to the plate, responsible for two of the three runs scored by the Clearwater Threshers. Drove in Ware on a sack fly in the second, drove in himself on the first pitch of the sixth inning, hitting a solo home run off of the rehabber Dion Santos. Hediger goes around on the changeup, 0-1. Thomas on first, Katowski on second. Both runners with solid speed for Clearwater as Hediger tries to cut the gap with the Threshers trailing by four here in the bottom seventh. Hediger hitting as a righty now against the lefty, and Vasquez sends the changeup low to even the count at 1-1. One the count, two gone here in the seventh inning. The pitch outside on the changeup, and we've seen a lot of those from Juanmi Vasquez. It's 2-1 now as the pitch misses to Caden. 1-for-2 with two RBIs as he, sack fly in the second, strikeout in the fourth, solo jack in the sixth. Now in the seventh, he faces the 2-1. Fastball sliced foul, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Katowski's on second. Threshers trailing by four. They have four hits on the night to Dunedin's nine. 2-2 now to Caden, hitting from the right-hand side for the first time today. 2-2 pitch. Outside on the heater, 3-2. Runners should go with a full count and two outs. Katowski on second. He'll head to third. And Thomas is on first. He'll head to second. A walk would bring up the tying run with two outs in the seventh. Vasquez from the stretch. He deals. Runners go, and that one's in the dirt. Ball four. Fastball in the ground, and that is the 10th walk issued by Dunedin pitching here today. As a team, this is still the second most that the Threshers have walked in a game, walking 13 times against Daytona on May the 17th. But they do have the bases loaded as the pitching coach, Corey Reardon, comes out to have a chat with Juanmi Vasquez. Back-to-back two-out walks with Dakota Katowski on third, Jared Thomas on second, and Caden Hediger on the first base bag. Bases loaded, and Nico Pouaca-Grego, who has hit one home run already this season. That came right here at BayCare Ballpark against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Lit off the second inning of a game against Lakeland on May the 31st. Pouaca-Grego would hit the biggest home run of his career. He has four career jacks with 3-35 games in his first year as a pro in 2022 in the Florida Complex League. First pitch to Nico, lazy fly ball out to shallow center, and it's caught by Namala for the final out of the seventh inning. The Threshers load up the bases, bring the tying run up to the plate, but leave the bases stranded, loaded for the second time. We head to the eighth inning, 7-3 the lead for Dunedin.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at BayCare Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game, support a local pet charity, and see the specialty beach dog jerseys in action. Our next Beach Dogs night is July 19th against the Force Myers Mighty Muscles, and the charity is the Suncoast Animal League. Get your tickets now for both you and your dog on threshersbaseball.com. And we are happy to host dogs in the broadcast booth. It may sacrifice the broadcast quality a little bit, and you also might hear me talking to the dog on the air. So there's a caveat there. Top of the eighth inning, John Henriquez, the new pitcher for the Threshers, starts off Robert Robertis with a change for a called strike one. 7-3 the lead here in the top of the eighth, and the pitch, fastball upstairs, it's a 1-1 count. Robertis has not done much since the RBI double in the third, strikeout and a flyout in his two at-bats since. Henriquez replacing Hopewell, who led up three runs on two hits and two innings of work with three walks and a strikeout. Popped up high and foul down the third base line. Pouaca-Grego going towards it. Won't get there in time as that one lands in the Threshers' dugout for a harmless strike two on the foul ball. So Robertis back into the left-handed batter's box with a 1-2 count against Henriquez, who joined the Threshers officially after beginning a rehab assignment here in early June. Two balls, two strikes the count. And that's fouled back by Robertis. 94 on the gun from Henriquez, keeping the count at 2-2. Henriquez. Swing and a miss by Robertis. Changeup gets by the swinging bat. Throw to Katowski from Thomas. And the drop third strike brings the first out of the eighth inning. The Threshers have now struck out nine as Henriquez gets his first punchy. Nasty changeup that fooled Robertis as he is out on the drop third strike. One gone in the eighth. That'll bring up the leadoff man, Victor Arias. RBI single in the sixth, walk and a run in the fifth, but two strikeouts in his first two ABs. First pitch, cut on and missed, and it's 0-1. Henriquez, fastball, changeup, slider, and a cutter for the Dominican native. In his eighth game with the Threshers this season, 9 2/3 innings of work coming into this game with a 3.38 ERA. He gets a nasty swing from Arias on the changeup, and he'll take the time out as Arias did what we like to call the Adrian Beltre miss. Except when Adrian Beltre went down to a knee, the ball usually went a lot higher. Swing and a miss, strike three. A nasty changeup from Henriquez gets Arias to go, and there are two gone in the eighth inning. So two outs on back-to-back Ks for the Blue Jays as Namala sends the first pitch foul from Henriquez, 0-1. Arjun's having a nice game. Two RBIs, two hits, three at-bats, hit by pitch, and two runs scored. He's reached three times in four plate appearances and has RBIs number 11 and 12 on his year. 0-1, a fastball strikes the outside corner. It's 0-2. 24-year-old Henriquez, Florida State League wins leader last year. Here's the 0-2. High fly ball out to right field. Fires is there, drifting to his right, reaches up and makes the grab for 1-2-3, eighth inning. Threshers loaded up the bases in the seventh, and they expediently return to the plate as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning after 1-3 top half. Blue Jays still lead the Threshers 7-3.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. 0-1 the count to Usuwasidu as the fastball misses for a strike. 0-1, another fastball. This one misses inside, and it's 1-1. Avery's 0-2 today. A walk in the fourth, sandwiched by a pop-out and a strikeout for the Threshers center fielder. He connects on one and sends it deep out to left field, and that ball's out of here. That one got out of here in a hurry from Avery Owusu-Asiedu. And another solo home run makes it 7-4 here in the top of the eighth, the bottom of the eighth. Leadoff home run for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. His second against Dunedin and third here at BayCare Ballpark. Second time the Threshers have led off an inning with a solo jack. Fifth homer of the year for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. And the Threshers now trail by three. First pitch, a fastball misses inside to Jordan Viers. Gets in for a called strike, 0-1. Loops the fastball foul, now it's 0-2. pitch, fastball up and away, and it's 1-2. Viers didn't go around. 1-2 count is Dylan Reeves. Confirms the check swing. Swing and a miss by Viers. He is down on strikes for the third time. And unless the Threshers get a massive ninth inning rally, his six-game hit streak and 15-game on base streak may come to an end the day after he was named the Florida State League Player of the Week. One gone in the eighth inning. Now Devin Saltabon up to the plate. Walks in his first two at-bats. Strikeouts in his last two. And the fastball from Vasquez misses upstairs. It's 1-0. Strike one on the heater. 1-1 the count to Saltabon. 219 hitter on the season. Eight homers and 32 RBIs for the outfielder turned second baseman. Fastball upstairs, three straight heaters from Vasquez and a 2-1 count to Devin Saltabon with one gone in the eighth. Fastball missing again, this one outside, and it's 3-1 now to Salty. Through one pitch, way upstairs, Saltabon will head to first for the third time. Third walk of the game for Saltabon, one on, one out here in the eighth inning for Pierce Bennett, who has drawn two walks already today. Saltabon has a stolen base already today. He leads off first as Bennett takes the changeup on the outside corner for a called strike. 12 steals on the season for Devin Saltabon after his swipe in the first inning, leading the Threshers in 13 attempts. Bennett nubs a changeup foul, and it's 0-2. O-2 is the count as time is called by Vasquez to get a new baseball. O-2 count to Bennett. Saltabon on first. Threshers trailing by three with one out in the bottom of the eighth. 0-2. Outside on the heat, and it's 1-2. Threshers have been chipping away ever so slowly at this Dunedin lead. Runs in three of the last four innings. But they haven't scored more than one frame in an inning this game. Fastball inside and low, but a called strike three to Bennett. As Juanmi Vasquez gets his second K of the inning and ball game for the second out in the eighth. Two gone for Dakota Katowski, who singled in the seventh inning and is one for four. Saltabon's on first base. He is checked back and is in standing up with that tag from Christian Feliz, and it's Saltaban still on first base. 12 for 13 in stolen bases this season, leading the Threshers. He extends his lead as Vasquez glances over at first before he deals. Fastball letter high to Katowski for a called strike. Up and in, chin music to Katowski. He moves his head out of the way of a wayward fastball, and it's 1-1. Saltaban resumes his leadoff of first with a right-hander getting loose in the Dunedin bullpen. 1-1. Curveball grounded, foul down the third baseline. It's 1-2. Two gone, one on. Saltaban leading off of first. 1-2, the count to Katowski, who digs back in. Bottom of the eighth inning, 7-4 lead for Dunedin, as they look like they're warming up their closer here in the eighth inning. One ball, two strikes, the count. Two gone to Katowski. The pitch, swing and a miss, and that's strike three. One walk and a solo home run, but Juanmi Vasquez strikes out the side in the eighth inning. Not before, though, Avery Owusu-Asidu got the Threshers' first and only hit of the frame, sending a solo jack out in a hurry over to left field. That ball's near the tiki bar, and the Threshers now trail 7-4 as we head into the ninth inning.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, July 19th, all tickets for your pups benefit the Suncoast Animal League. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Oh, yeah, no read. Top of the ninth inning. Last year's Florida State League win leader on the mound in John Henriquez facing Christian Feliz for the first time. Feliz is one of the Florida State Leaguers tied with Jordan Vyers in the two spot. His 10 home runs put him in a tie for second. Swing and a miss on the fastball. Foul tipped off of Thomas, and it's a 1-1 count to Feliz. He replaces Joey Votto, who walked, drove in a run with a single, and stole a base in a 1-for-3 day. 1-1 the count for Christian Feliz. 10 homers, 26 RBIs, and a 178 average on the year. 1-1 from Henriquez. Breaking ball low, changeup makes it 2-1. Feliz, Munoz, and Beltre, so two of the three leading off the ninth for Dunedin, have yet to take it bat before this ninth, as Feliz swings and misses on the fastball from Henriquez, 2-2. 7-4 lead for Dunedin. They got those seven runs on nine hits. Threshers, four runs on five hits and an error. Feliz taps a changeup foul. Count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes the count. The pitch, fastball just missing low, and it's 3-2. It's easy to miss low to Christian Feliz, though. He's 6'4". Listed at 190 pounds, but looking at him, I don't believe that. Full count, Fastball upstairs, and that's ball number four as the leadoff man walks to start off the ninth inning. So a free pass to Feliz, who will head to first, and now another newcomer to the game, Jeyuni Munoz. Is coming up to the plate for the first time. Feliz on first. Munoz, a homer and five ribbies on the season, hitting 188. Nobody out as Feliz goes around ahead of the sinker, 0-1. Nothing in one the count. Feliz slowly lengthening his lead with Katowski holding him on. Number foul rolling towards the Threshers dugout via the on-deck circle, and it's 0-2. Feliz was off on contact, so we'll head back to first. Seven steals in Feliz's minor league career. He's only been caught once. That was back in the DSL with the Blue Jays in 2021. He has yet to attempt a stolen base in 60 previous games with the Blue Jays this season. Slider cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. Henriquez deals. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Curveball from Henriquez fools Munoz, and his first at bat ends with a strikeout for the first out of the ninth inning. One gone and one on as we take another look at that curveball just dropping out of the strike zone from Henriquez. Tailing outside to get the strikeout, which is Henriquez's third in an inning and a third of work. One gone in the ninth, fouled back by Beltre as the slider makes it an 0-1 count to the Blue Jays' second baseman. He was plunked in the fifth inning and is otherwise 0-3. One ground out, two flyouts for Beltre. Pitch number 25 from Henriquez is cut on and missed. Sinker inside, and it's 0-2. John Henriquez is looking better than he has all year so far tonight. Inning and a third of scoreless work, and he's got an 0-2 count against Manuel Beltre, who is hitting 251 on the season with four homers and 32 RBIs. Nothing in two. Henriquez deals. Slider missing outside, and it's 1-2. One and two the count, one gone and one on. Feliz inching off of first with Katowski there holding him on. 1-2. Not sure where that miss, but the slider outside, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Top of the ninth inning, and a three-run lead for Dunedin with their closer up and warming in the pen. Here's the 2-2. Fastball up and away, and it's 3-2. Eleander Alcalde warming up in the Blue Jays' pen. Full count to Manuel Beltre. Runner goes. Payoff pitch. Misses inside. And that's ball four. Second walk of the inning for Henriquez. Steal won't count for Feliz. And there are two on with one out in the ninth inning. That's going to bring up Edward Duran. One gone for Duran, two on with Feliz on second and Beltre on first. Duran is 2-for-3 today, walked in the second, singled in the fourth and fifth with an RBI, and grounded out to second in his last at bat. He takes the fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count to Edward Duran. Catcher for the Blue Jays, hitting 235 with his 19th RBI of the year coming in the fifth inning. Got a chance for a couple more with Feliz on second and Beltre on first. 1-0 from Henriquez. Fastball in the dirt. Blocked well by Thomas as that keeps the runners on first and second, but the count rises to 2-0. The count. One gone in the top of the ninth. Henriquez takes a deep breath. Says top 30 pitches on the night so far. Number 32 of the evening for Henriquez is a fastball that is looped high and foul over the netting and in the right field seats. It's 2-1. 2-1 the count, one gone in the ninth inning. Two-one pitch, fastball to the outside corner, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch. Oh, no. That got him in the leg. And John Enriquez with two strikes on Duran gets him on the lower body. We won't say where. And that's going to load the bases. Beltre to second, Feliz to third, Duran to first as the Blue Jays. Oof. Not going to knock the win out of Duran. The Blue Jays now have the bases loaded. So now Gustavo Armas will come out and have a chat with John Enriquez. Jared Thomas up there joining. Bases are loaden for Dunedin. Duran hit by a pitch. He'll be fine on first base. Manuel Beltre's on second. Christian Feliz on third. A double play can still end the ninth inning here. But the Threshers really trying to limit the damage, already trailing by three in the ninth inning. Gene Joseph, 1-for-3 on the day, walked but was picked off in the seventh inning. He comes up to the plate with the bases jacked. Corners pinched in for Clearwater. Middle infield shifted for two. First pitch. Lazy fly ball out to left field. Bennett charges. He's not going to get there. It's a single. Throw coming to third goes wild. And that's going to be an error and allow another run to score. It is 9-4. An RBI single for Gene Joseph. And then a throwing error by Pierce Bennett allows Beltre to score from second base on what's likely to be an E7. Duran now moves to third. And the Threshers now trail by five heading into the ninth inning. That's just a tough break for Clearwater. That looked shallow enough that one of the two going for it was going to be able to get it. And Bennett missing on the throw. That allows the second run to score. So it should be an RBI single for Joseph. He's now on second. And it's 9-4 Dunedin. One gone, runners on second and third for the Blue Jays. Adrian Meza up at the plate. One out in the inning, second and third, and a good block by Thomas to keep the runners at second and third base. It's a 1-0 count to Meza. It's against John Enriquez with one out here in the ninth inning. 1-0 the count, two on, one out. Infield in for Clearwater. Enriquez deals. Fastball back up the middle. Saltabon makes the play. He'll try and check on the runner back to third, and now in a pickle is Edward Duran. Oh, Duran gets under the catcher, and now Thomas fires to second base, and the man going back to second is out. Gene Joseph had stayed on second base. Edward Duran with an unbelievable move to avoid the tag and come around to no way, he didn't score. That's going to end the inning. Let's take another look at this. Duran caught in the pickle here. He must have gone out of the baseline. Yes, he did. So Duran going out of the baseline to avoid the tag, and then Thomas with a rifle of a throw to get Gene Joseph at second. And the Threshers with a double play that I'm going to have to spend the middle of the ninth inning to try and calculate because that was a lot. Two runs do score for the Blue Jays. They lead by five heading into the bottom ninth.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Celebrate America with our national pastime at Bay Care Ballpark. We have double our fireworks Independence Day celebrations this year as the Clearwater Threshers kick off the July 4th festivities with a spectacular fireworks display on Saturday, June 29th. The Independence Day fireworks celebration by Budweiser continue on Wednesday, July 3rd, with the same patriotic post-game fireworks show. Threshers Baseball and Fireworks on June 29th and July 3rd. For advanced tickets, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor...
So, the double play in the last inning, a fielder's choice double play from Adrian Meza that went 4-5-3-1 to 4, I think. That's as good as I'm going to get it. 1-0 count to Bryson Ware. Threshers start off the ninth, trailing by 5 runs. Keep in mind, though, they had a 4-run and a 6-run ninth inning against Bradenton. So those of you who are thinking that with 5 runs leading for Dunedin makes the game pretty close to over, you haven't watched a lot of Threshers baseball this season. 2-0 count to Bryson Ware from Eleander Alcalde, replacing Vasquez after 2 innings of work. 2-0 is the count to Ware. He has a ribby double already today. Fastball upstairs. Now it's 3-0. He already has walked on 4 pitches. That of one of his 2 walks on 4 pitches in the 7th. Then he walked on 5 in the 3rd. Fastball upstairs, and that is ball number 4. So for the second time today, Bryson Ware has walked on 4 pitches. And the leadoff man is aboard here in the ninth inning. So a quick mound visit as Edward Duran still behind the plate for Dunedin, trying to calm down his closer, with Jared Thomas coming up to the plate. He walked and singled today. He is 1-for-3. Nobody out in the ninth. Ware on first with 8 steals this season. First pitch to Thomas. Curveball catches the outside edge, and it's an 0-1 count. Juanmi Vasquez won't get a decision tonight. Finished with 2 innings of work. 1 run on 2 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Changeup misses, and the count evens at 1-1. As a team, the Threshers have walked 12 times, most time in a game this season. Thomas hits a high fly ball out to deep left field. Back in towards the corner goes Robertis. He makes the grab for the first out in the ninth inning as Ware heads back to first on the flyout. That'll bring up Caden Hediger, who's having a great game so far. 1-for-2, but he has earned a walk, a sac fly, and a home run. First pitch to Hediger, fastball, or sorry, changeup inside for a called strike. It's 0-1. Threshers trail 9-4. Ware is on first, drawing a leadoff walk, and Hediger faces the 0-1 with one gone. Loops a fly ball, foul down the left field line. It's 0-2. Changeup ends up a souvenir. Alcalde not eligible for the save, coming in with a 5-run lead in the ninth inning. High fly ball, popped foul, and into the seats. It's 0-2 still to Caden Hediger. He hit his home run from the left side of the plate. Two homers as a lefty, one as a righty. And his solo jack that led off the sixth was his first at home here in 2024. Ware with a big lead off of first, an 0-2 count to Hediger. The pitch from Alcalde. Popped up high in the air into shallow right field. Beltre spins around, called off by Namala. He makes the catch in right center for the second out of the ninth inning. Two gone, Bryson Ware returning to first base, and now Nico Pouakagrego comes up 0-for-3 with a walk in the sixth inning. But two of Nico's first two at-bats especially, both could have ended up in a hit. He was thwarted by a diving Manuel Beltre in the second inning, and then an incredible catch by Gene Joseph while he was in right field back in the fourth. Pouakagrego walked in the sixth and popped out in the seventh. He connects on a ground at a first base. This could do it. Feliz will take it himself, tag the bag, and after a leadoff walk, a 1-2-3 ninth ends the ballgame. 9-4 the lead for Dunedin as the Threshers drop the series opener for the second straight week. They leave a man stranded in the ninth. At least one runner left aboard for the Threshers in all nine innings, and that's a tough way to lose a ball game. Starters will get the decision for the Threshers. Mavis Graves earning the loss for the fourth time this season. His record drops to 6-4, and the win, not really sure who it's going to go to. Probably Kiner Leon. He was the first pitcher out of the bullpen for the Dunedin Blue Jays. We'll give you a quick recap of tonight's game before we send you on your way. Bryson Ware worked a four-pitch walk off of Dunedin starter Nolan Perry to start the bottom of the second inning after neither team put up a run in the first. Each team, in fact, went down in order in the first inning, save for the Threshers, who got a walk. Then he was off to second, and a hit-and-run single by Jared Thomas moved Ware to third base. Next at bat, Caden Hediger hit a fly ball out to deep center field. That was deep enough for Ware to tag and score, bringing home the first run of the game on a sacrifice fly. Then Dunedin put two runs up in the third inning to take the lead for good. They added another on a Joey Votto ribby in the fifth, and then another one with two outs in the frame to make it 4-1. Pierce Bennett drew a walk off of Dunedin reliever Kiner Leon with one out in the bottom fifth. After moving to second on the balk, he scored on a two-out double by Ware that cut the deficit to 4-2. On the first pitch of the sixth inning, Caden Hediger got himself a solo home run, shrinking the advantage to 4 after Dunedin plated three more runs in the sixth inning. His first run at home made it 7-3. Then another leadoff homer for Clearwater came up in the eighth inning. After a couple solid outings of relief, it was Avery Owusu-Asidu who got the leadoff home run off of Juanmi Vasquez. 1-1 the count, laser beam out to left field. That ended up being the last run the Threshers scored. Blue Jays added two more in the ninth, taking the game 9-4. In the opener of the series. Dunedin also won the series opener when the Threshers visited in the beginning of April. The Threshers won four out of the last five, including the last three straight in Dunedin, to end the series 4-2 in Clearwater's favor. Yikes. Dunedin trying to even the series tomorrow. Threshers trying to prevent that from happening as we are ready to end tonight's broadcast. Thank you all for tuning in to the contest today. Unfortunately, the Threshers weren't able to get a win, kicking off a three-game home series against Dunedin. 9-4 ended up being the final score, but we at the Threshers Broadcast Network really hope you guys enjoyed watching. We appreciate you guys tuning in to the contest tonight. Tomorrow's game starts at 6:30, and we'll have the pregame show just before that. On behalf of everyone here at the Threshers Broadcast Network, I'm Josh Sperber. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow night.